Welcome back to Season Sessions, where we'll take you through all the black news of the week. And we're joined with your host, Ada, and Hanifa has ditched me and is in South Korea. Fully for her. But I do have a special guest. Welcome, Kimberly Possible.
That is I. That's she. That is me.
Kimberly, KP.
KP's a good one. Kimberly's mainly like when my mum's annoyed at me.
Okay.
So when people say Kimberly to me, it rings in my ears.
Right.
But because my handles are Kimberly, when people see me on the street, they call Kimberly and I think, who's that? But it is I.
Are you afraid one day you're going to get home and see a cease and desist?
Now that you've said Disney. This live on air, that might give someone some ideas.
I think it's going to happen.
Why would you say that? Why would you wish that upon me?
There was a guy on TikTok, and I can't remember what his handle was, but it was like Olaf's Hole or something like that. I can't remember.
Okay.
And he not only got a cease and desist from Disney, he's also been banned from every Disney park. His face is there. They told him to take down his page. Like, it was a whole thing. And he was like, you could have actually just... This is also... They never asked him to take down the page first.
Okay.
It was immediate suing, banned from every park. So...
Okay.
You don't want to get to, like, right. 60 years old. Mm-hmm. You're taking your grandkids to Disneyland. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, hold on. Is that Kimberly Possible?
I've actually really thought this through. The thing is, Kimberly Possible started off as a nickname. People just said it to me in the playground.
Kimberly, oh, really? Possible.
It was because I love cartoons. It was a bit of a joke.
Yeah.
And then I had some...
You don't look anything like him.
No, I don't. But yeah, she's ginger and she's white. but she wears like baggy pants.
Yeah.
And that's what I also wear.
But why weren't you Monique?
Because she was a side character and I've got main character vibes.
Okay,
that's, okay. I think that's what's gone on there. It was also right. One of my favourite shows growing up. So people just, that name just kind of stuck. And then I went through some other names on social media. At one point I was Kim Khalifa. That was a good time. I was Kim Khalifa for a while. I realised I don't really affiliate with that lifestyle. So I went over to Kimberly Possible, but it stuck. But now I need to actually move away from it and be true Kim.
That's it.
True Kim. Yeah. But then
it's kind of like true crime.
There's another Kim going around. There's another Kim in the world.
Who?
When you think of Kim, who do you think of? Actually, there's two people.
Kim Cattrall.
Wow, no. Okay. There's three people. Someone else.
Lil' Kim.
Yep. One. What's the other one? Biggest, probably the biggest Kim in the world. Wow, this is good. I'm kind of impressed.
Biggest Kim in the world.
The biggest Kim in the world.
Is it Kim or Kimberly?
It is Kimberly, but it is Kim.
Kimberly... I have no idea.
Kim Kardashian? Do you know her?
Oh, shit, yes.
Do you know Kim Kardashian?
Maybe she's underground. Like,
she's not as big as me, obviously. But yeah, she's like claimed Kim. Did you see when Kylie Jenner tried to like trademark Kylie? And Kylie Minogue was like, no, babe.
But really, who's the more famous Kylie? Kylie Minogue or Kylie Jenner?
It depends what generation you're talking to.
I don't think it matters. It's Kylie Jenner.
It's Kylie Jenner.
It is Kylie Jenner, yeah.
I can't even name a Kylie Minogue song.
I'm spinning around. Out of my way. And then also that Padam Padam that came out recently.
Recently?
Yeah.
Kylie Minogue's making music.
She was charting the other day.
No, she wasn't. Kylie Minogue made a little cheeky tune.
You don't go gay clubs, do you?
Not recently. Oh, was it a gay anthem?
Yeah, Padam Padam.
Padam Padam. All right, I'll check it out later.
It's also, she was performing at the Brits the other day. As in, she's been dropping music.
Has she?
I swear she dropped an album, or the album's coming out soon.
You know what it is?
I think she's doing British
not in
time.
My sphere, I just don't see, hear, know about them. And that's what's going on there.
You see, and that's why Kylie Jenner's more famous. To you.
Yeah, well, I'm a Gen something, so I suppose.
I think what you could do is, I always feel like if I become famous, mm-hmm. like many people do, I would use my middle name. Like you know, like Miley Cyrus's first name is Destiny.
I thought it was Hope. No, it's Hope Cyrus.
It is not.
Or is it Destiny?
Her name is Destiny.
Or is it Destiny Hope Cyrus?
It ain't that.
Okay, carry on.
Where's the Hope?
I swear Miley Cyrus's name is Hope.
Hope?
I swear Miley Cyrus's name is Hope.
I'm pretty sure it's Destiny.
I'm like 99% sure it's Hope.
We'll circle back to that.
Yeah, circle back. But anyways.
Yeah, it's like, oh, Kiki Palmer's first name is Lauren.
Ah.
So like, I would go by my middle name so that it kind of reminds you who really fucks with you. So like, if you don't actually know my name, then we're not like that.
Okay. But like, that's how I feel about people who think my name is Kimberly Possible.
Well, have you ever really said your name?
Yeah, the real ones know.
It's Kim. So people are doing full name?
No, people know my full name is long. I've got four names. I've got first name, two middle name, surname, but each character is very long. So it's like when I'm filling in those little forms,
yeah.
It's going on and on and on off the side of the page.
You are talking to a Nigerian, so you know your name is not longer than mine.
Okay, fine. Well, it wasn't a competition, to be honest with you. But now that we've got there.
Firstly, also my last name is double barreled. So I'm already in the.
But you go longest. By one.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Because a lot of places like don't accept hyphens.
What kind of places are those?
Like even when you're doing your flights, you put a hyphen in, it rejects
that's true,
it.
That's true.
And okay. And it's always too long. So like
the thing is, one day I'm gonna go to my full name. And the thing is, there's always a running joke with my surname. Always, always, always. I wish I could reveal it, but I
know, don't do that. There's fraudsters in this.
Like guys, I can't reveal it. But when I do reveal my surname, people never believe it. They're like, you're lying. Every single time, because my surname is the same as a very big celebrity surname.
Cumberbatch.
Wait, you know what?
Wait, is that true?
Do you know? How did you know that?
Do you know what?
Did I tell you that?
No, you actually didn't.
I must have.
Do you know you did it?
How did you get that?
Pause. What's your heritage?
Jamaican Guyanese.
Yeah, that's why I guessed it, because when you said it's a famous person's name, I was like, yeah, because Benedict Cumberbatch owes bare people money. So when you said
How did you get that?
I was like, yeah, you must be Jamaican Cumberbatch.
That is my surname, yeah. But from my dad, which is Guyanese.
Yeah.
Wait.
Because Benedict Cumberbatch's heritage, they own slaves.
Yeah. And did he do 12 years slave and he said he was channeling his ancestors?
Yeah. And then people said, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So Benedict Cumberbatch owes me. Wow. Well, there we go, everybody.
I'm so sorry.
Out the bag.
That was such a solid guess.
If you didn't say famous person, I would have guessed it.
But every time somebody is like, yeah, it's a famous person, I'm like, Cumberbatch. Because Cumberbatch's kids are all over this country.
I can't believe you've just got that.
That's
But I feel like I never, ever, ever really meet a Cumberbatch. One time I met my loctician, she's a Cumberbatch.
Really?
And when I went to the NHS the other day to get some bloods done, you know when they type your name in the little system?
Yeah.
There's only two people in the UK, well, allegedly, on NHS called Kimberly Cumberbatch. She's born in 1998, whoever she is. Right, so you've exposed my surname.
I'm so sorry.
Cat's out the bag.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, so now that you've done it, do you think I should go by Kimberly Cumberbatch or Kimberly Possible? Jesus.
I think, you know what you should do? You should go as Kimberly Cumberbatch. And then when you're famous and meet Benedict one day, and he's like, what's your name? And you're like, it's Kimberly Cumberbatch. And just hold that stare.
Yeah.
Hold that stare, because we both know what
we
is
know
it.
What's right and what's
exactly.
wrong. Okay, so we've envisioned a plan. Mm. Okay, well, I was planning on soft launching my surname, but as we're hard launching it,
I guess we'll just move
forward with it. Do you know what I mean? There's always a time. I knew this would happen.
I'm so sorry.
I did not
That's
think
so funny.
He was going to, like, no one's ever guessed it. Ever.
Do you know, because,
I can't believe you got that.
Somebody did a campaign against him and his family. I've been like low-key following that campaign because I'm waiting for them to get their money. Like they're saying like, obviously reparations, you're right here. You don't even have the excuse of saying, oh, we might have owned slaves at one point, but now we're poor. No, you're Benedict Cumberbatch. So they're like, oi, cough it up. You need to join their campaign.
I guess I have to
and
now.
Get your money.
I haven't had no choice, really. I'm really out here now. You've come out. All right, okay.
Fantastic. Well, okay. We've spent, a good 10 minutes on the name, which is fantastic. Mm-hmm. So on this old podcast, we have season shout outs.
Love that.
Where we shout out a black person or thing. And I feel like I told you this beforehand.
Yeah, you did.
So have you come ready with your shout out?
Of course, I could shout out 1,000,000,000 people. But I've chosen one. I want to shout out this lovely woman called Saffron Renzulo. She is the co-founder of My Football Team. It's specifically a football team grassroots for people of colour, black women specifically, and non-binary members. And it's like, it's not the first of its kind, obviously, but it's local to South London. We don't really have many spaces like that. And it's like, I'm not very good at football, I'll be honest with you. I'm a part of the team. People think I'm sick.
You're learning a team now.
But it's about community. We're called into Melanin. It's a really amazing space. And I just really respect people that like see something, they want something in the community and they just make it.
Because
it sounds easy, but it's not. It's so hard to do things like that. So that's my shout out for this week.
That's really good. Do you know what? Let me get mine out.
Yeah, okay.
I want to make sure the names are correct. I don't want to butcher anybody's names.
I definitely mispronounced mine, I think.
Did you? So my first one is Janice Burgess.
Tell me more.
You said you're a cartoon head.
Yeah, I am.
She was the creator of Backyardigans, who's recently passed. And shout out to her for having one of the better Disney cartoons. Mm. Was it Disney? I think it was Nickelodeon. Do you know what? It was whatever. But I think it was great. They had really great songs. We didn't have to be told that it was a black cartoon. We already knew.
Yeah.
One of the characters were called Uniqua. We didn't have to be told, we knew from jump. But when it was revealed to the world, people were surprised. I already knew that. That's okay. Shout out to your family.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace. I hope you are resting with the joys of children.
100%.
Yeah.
I really respect that. When I saw that she passed away, I was really like, damn. Because when I found out that she was the creator, I was like, this is just a mess. But you're right. When you know the names of the characters, it's like...
It's Tyrone. Yeah. Uniqua. It's like... Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Not funny. Ha ha. Funny. Weird. Only a black person can write that.
Because to be honest, if a white person did write it, Uniqua, I'd have been very concerned.
Yeah, now I'm like, Die. Why is she the darkest one?
Thank you. Because you know people have been questioning, you watch the Tweenies, obviously.
Yeah,
people have been questioning one. Milo. What, the Ghanaian one?
What?
Which Ghanaian one? You mean Milo?
Milo, yeah.
Why is he Ghanaian?
I just... when
Get
you
the vibe?
When you grow up with boys in the sphere... Mm-hmm. That's a gunny on one.
Okay. Well, the conspiracy's over then. That's just what I wanted to say.
Okay. You said he was Ghanaian.
I was just trying to identify that people have said they believe that he's black, though he is purple.
Well, I wrote an article on this about cartoon characters that growing up, if your cartoon was blue or purple, that's a black cartoon to me.
So like Proud Family, that group, the like gangster group, they were obviously black, but they were blue.
Yeah, but Proud Family was a black thing anyway.
So who's a good example?
Did you watch... Okay, so Cramp Twins.
Lucian and... What's his name?
Lucian. Yeah, the white one and the blue one.
Yeah,
that one's black.
Wayne.
Yeah, Wayne. Wayne was black. Did you used to watch Doug?
Yes.
Black.
Yeah.
Like, if you're bluey or purpley... Lloyd in Space, that's a black family. Don't even play with me. That's a whole black family.
Do you know what? I've never thought of it that way. But now that you're saying, I'm thinking about the mum.
You see?
And the little sister. God, Lloyd in Space, what an amazing, amazing, yeah, amazing fantastic. Show. Bring that, roll that back.
Honestly.
You're right. Do you know what? You've highlighted
If you're
some key
blue
ones.
Or purple, that's a black character to
that's
me.
That's a black family right
Honest,
there.
What's the one? Adventures of Gumball.
Yes.
Black.
Who? Which one?
The Gumball.
The main
fish. That's a black fish.
It's a black fish right there.
what's it? Adventure Time. The princess. Black.
Why? Princess Bubblegum. Princess Bubblegum.
No, not Princess Bubblegum.
The vampire.
Not the vampire. The floaty one.
Oh, Spacey Lump. Lumpy Space Princess. Yeah, LSP.
Black, yeah.
Oh, she's
LSP black.
Black.
Exactly. Yeah exactly. Do you see? You
LSP,
see the
that's
vibe?
That's my girl.
Purple.
God, she was so funny. Yeah, she's purple. Wow, you're really highlighting some key...
Yeah.
Why do you think they do that?
Because...
If it is to be true.
I think it's about the undertones of people. Mm. You can't just make us brown... Mm. Especially if the other characters are orange. So what's going to be the opposite of that? Usually it's like an orangey, yellowy with a purpley, bluey type thing. Mm. It's still dark, but it's not too dark because it's for kids. So it still needs to be like vibrant colors. You rarely see the color brown in a child's universe.
This is true. This is true.
So you still need to like float that in somehow. And then they do blues or black. Sometimes they do a turquoise, light greeny. Still, that's a mixed race kid. No, okay. Like
dual
that's
heritage.
It.
I see that one.
But then Tweenies kind of mixed it up because Jake really
Jake
is
Jake yellow?
Orange with yellow hair. But that is definitely a mixed race child. But I think when they do orange for a mixed race child, that's like a white mum mixed race child. Dad. Yeah.
Black, and only certain people understand that.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you have to explain what the white mum, black dad situation is, you're not part of
exactly
the conversation.
So like this is look, they can't trick me. I know.
You can't trick me.
You can't trick me. I know what you're doing. I see all, I'm behind the lines. Like I'm so deep in. I know the backstories of all these characters. You don't have to explain anything to me.
I hear it.
Yeah. There you go. I have one more shout out. And I need to get this name right.
Okay, here
so,
we go.
So my shout out is Courtney Solomon, who is the first black cowgirl to compete in a nationally televised rodeo. And she's 11 years old.
No, I don't know her. I thought she was the one dancing after Beyonce made the song.
No, she's like actually a rodeo. On a horse. Yeah, she's like rodeoing on a horse situation.
To be honest, I didn't know people were still rodeoing, if I'm being truthful.
They do. They really do. Like, it's still really big within the South. The South of the United States, not South America. the
Southwest.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
I think South.
Strong points, anyway,
like the Texans ones. Yeah,
Texas.
Anyway, around there.
So she's 11.
Yeah.
So do you know what? Like the youngest. What is the age? They're usually adults, I assume.
Yeah, but I think you can go at any age. It's just more that you're not hot shit. It's not that she won anything. It's just that she's the first black girl. And I was like, that's sick.
I love that for her.
We need to get our shit back.
100%.
Yeah.
And big topic there with Beyonce.
Yeah.
Trying to re-enter the old country music. Well, is it re-enter? Anyways, people seem to be very upset about it.
People are upset because they don't want to admit where things started. Mm-hmm. And also people get really upset when they talk about race. I really don't know why. It's like, it can be a casual conversation, but now it seems like when you bring it up, it's like as if I'm trying to fight.
It's so funny you say that, because on the train, I just read an article that, well, it was an article. It was an Instagram post.
Yes, of course.
Same thing.
like two lines?
Yeah, yeah, same, yeah, same thing. And it was just showing like the top highest paid actors, actresses, whatever.
Of last year.
This year.
Yeah.
Oh, no, maybe,
2023,
year.
Yeah. I saw
and
that.
Obviously they were all white, whatever. Someone just casually commented like, oh, everyone's all white. And then there was all these divisive characters in the bottom like, not everything's about race. And I just think, firstly, everything is about race, number one.
Yes.
Secondly, calm down. Because, you know, sometimes you can just identify you've noticed something without it turning into a brawl, actually.
No, yeah.
Everyone there is white. That is a fact. That doesn't mean it needs to turn into oppression Olympics, let's start fighting, what's going on? Then people are arguing like, you know, Will Smith was there before. We're not talking about before.
We're talking about
what the post says today.
Yeah.
Anyways, the moral of the story is I'm tired of it.
It is exhausting. I think that on our TikTok, we're fighting people every single day.
Your TikTok comment section. The other night, I was on there for about 2 hours. I just kept thinking, when should I get involved? Am I ready to be trolled? It's a fine line. I don't want to ever get into the place of when I'm arguing with people. And I wonder, actually, I wanted to ask you this, because on my account, when people comment things that I don't like, I just delete it. Bye. You be replying.
Do you know why? Because I don't believe in deleting things from the internet.
Okay.
I don't, I have a whole thing. When you then realize your wrongdoings, and you're like, you know, like everybody during BLM, all of a sudden they weren't racist anymore.
Suddenly.
I'm going to send to your employer what you fucking said.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't think just because you commented 5 years ago, I don't remember. I know what you said.
I
will never delete it.
Okay.
Because the only person that's embarrassed here is you. I'm not embarrassed.
Absolutely.
You've come to my doorstep. You've shat on yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Do you know what? That is very true. I think it's because I'm not engaging with it. I just think this is my space. I'm going to protect my space and I'm going to see what I want to see.
But also in that, do you know what? Sometimes I'm like, I can't let people get away with certain things.
Okay.
Because I'm just like,
what's your line?
You can't just be so dumb. Like sometimes it's like, if it's like blatant racist comments, I don't reply. Like it's whatever.
Like those ones, that's where the line is drawn.
Yeah, exactly. But when it's like, it was English that I was speaking. Maybe you heard French because everything has been explained, but you're still commenting bullshit. Yeah. So I'm like,
those are my favorite ones. Though,
yeah. And when I'm just like, why don't you rewatch?
But
and
why
come
did,
back
why
to me?
Why did you watch? I am intrigued of people that comment such things.
Yeah.
Because for me, before, if I was going to comment something that was a bit, you know, ruffling someone's feathers, yeah. I'd really think about it before yeah. I typed it and sent it.
Yeah,
for fear of, you know, saying something absolutely ridiculous, you mm-hmm. know. But I feel like people just send and hope for the best.
They have even listened. They have, maybe a second has passed and they formed a whole opinion. Meanwhile, the whole video is a minute and a half. Mm. And now you look like an idiot.
Yeah,
now you look real. Stupid. Now you've claimed that I hate somebody, but you didn't actually wait for me to finish what I said to realize I was quoting somebody.
This
that happens to me a lot.
It gets very divisive in your comment section. I
don't actually say anything divisive.
Some say controversial. Some might say.
What's controversial about it? I don't think I've said anything different to what everybody else is saying. It's just that the EDL has decided to find our TikTok. Mm-hmm. Like, what is have we said anything controversial? Apart from the Omalay situation. Gosh. Because
you got kind of dragged for that.
I didn't reply to one of those comments.
So you,
that's the only one I didn't reply to.
I feel like we should probably talk.
Because I was like, I didn't reply to any of that because it was, when it's all men, there's no point replying because you're actually just arguing at a
with
war.
A brick wall. Absolutely.
And I still actually stand by what I said.
Because, and what did you say? Let's just repeat for everyone so okay. we're all aware of what's going on.
I said that she was in her right to do so. And I reckon she said, oh, if you get picked, then by all means go. The same way tomorrow, me and my partner have an agreement that if I bump into Michael B. Jordan, I will be sleeping with him. Now I bumped into Michael B. Jordan and I've slept with him. You're crying.
However, people say these things hypothetically. They don't think they're ever going to happen.
That's your fault.
Okay.
That's your fault.
And it's probably why I'm single.
Exactly. Right? Because the thing is, I'm not speaking in hypothetics. I'm not speaking in hypothetical. There's actually chances in this small London.
There's
the amount of events
you could meet Michael B. Jordan. Oh, any
and
day
I have,
of the week.
And I shot my shot.
And
I shot my
go?
Shot. Unfortunately, he was with Laurie. Like,
unfortunately, yeah, the timing.
And now he's single. Next time I see him,
we can get it right.
I'll be in there. Don't worry. But I'm not speaking in hypotheticals. When I say make me a list of the people you want to sleep with that are famous, you better think of that list seriously, because when the opportunity comes, don't be like Umin and Marin, because I won't be Umin and Marin. I'll be in bed.
And it's good to know boundaries, truthfulness, honesty, and that's what you're going
exactly.
for.
But also, he was like, you go to a concert, the chances of your girlfriend being picked are very slim, but you definitely weren't doing a ha-ha, yeah, sure, if you could push. When she did her interview, she said they had a full conversation about it.
And you watched, I didn't watch the whole interview.
I watched that 1 minute clip that was posted.
I couldn't even
But she said
it.
That they had a conversation about it and it was like, if you get picked, then go for it.
So then why is he doing diss track ads with whoever? He did an advert with someone. Who was it with?
Morley's.
Right? So what's going on there?
Because now he has to hold, because here's the thing.
He's embarrassed
because, okay, if it wasn't filmed and it didn't spread the internet, would you be bothered? No.
It went viral.
Because we'll go home and I'd be like, well, you told me. You might be upset for a day. I'd be like, you literally said, I'll bring up the WhatsApp conversation. I'll type in Omalay name.
Yeah.
This is where you said, yeah, if you get picked, go for it. And I went for it.
Mm.
Now what?
Yeah, but it's the shame.
That's your fault.
It's the shame. No, but I feel like that's what's, and you know, men can't take other men saying things about them. They
exactly.
can't bear,
that's
can't
it.
Bear it.
That's
and that's
it.
What's going on.
He would have taken it back.
If I woke up one day and I was the talk of the TL, I don't really know what I could really do to move forward with myself. In that way, like, he was a laughing stock.
No,
people drink memes,
the thing is,
cartoons.
I support him breaking up with her, and I support him.
Did he break up with her? Is that official?
Oh yeah, they're done, obviously, because your friends are flaming you in the group chat.
That's embarrassing. Truly.
Like, they're gonna be flaming you until you're 50 years old.
That's embarrassing.
You'll never be able to have a comeback because honestly, if you're in a group chat and you tried to come for me, I'm dropping the silhouette picture. Remember when that happened?
At the end of the day, you would never live that down.
No.
As if I was your friend, I would run you forever.
Exactly.
Forever and
exactly.
ever and ever. Because that would be the funniest thing that's happened.
Ever. Exactly.
ever.
Like, honestly.
Your partner ran up on stage and was doing performance behind a silhouette.
Exactly.
The silhouette killed me as well because that was really adding. That really added
as in
to
she
it.
Had done. And do you know what? The way she was dancing was giving to me she'd rehearsed. And I tell you right now.
It was a performance, 100%.
She'd rehearsed with you. Because you were doing, oh, let me just be nice to my girlfriend. And we'll just be dancing, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, imagine that this happened. If anything, you guys were using it as role play. Now the role play is
oh
real life.
Gosh, please, please, please.
Now the role play is
God
real
forbid,
life and
God
you're crying.
I'm in such a situation.
That's what.
That's over the week.
Stop acting
there.
In hypotheticals. Let's talk
okay,
serious
so that's your
business.
Bottom line. No more hypotheticals. Serious conversations
no,
only.
I've had this conversation all the time.
Okay.
I'm like, if your list changes, let me know. Okay. He's always like, oh.
So if that was you, that wouldn't have bothered you. Yeah, but it's different because it's just different. I feel like your partner's a man. I just feel like it's different. It wouldn't work in this. Well, actually, have you seen the video that's gone around of like when Janet Jackson had that and she's like climbing all over the
But that's why it's different, because it's like.
That's true. By the way, that's true stardom, by the way.
Yeah.
True stardom.
And that would be me.
True
stardom. That would be me. Yeah.
True stardom.
The difference between men and women is if you had the opportunity to go upstage with Janet Jackson and you said no.
That's ridiculous.
I might leave you for that.
100%.
Because I'd be like, you're wasting our opportunity. Because
this is a we.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Whereas the men aren't seeing it as a we. Even if Shensia comes today and is twerking on you on stage, I'm like, I love this for you. But you're not seeing it as a we when Dexter Dapps invites me up. So like,
yeah, but also the way Dexter Dapps goes on, come on, it's really a serious performance.
Okay.
Me personally, that would never happen to me because I would have started body popping on stage. Because like, no, I wouldn't have been doing
it. It wouldn't be me because like, yeah, I wouldn't be able to go on stage because I'm like, I can't hold it up the way that everybody wants me to right now.
I would start doing stand-up comedy. I don't know, like, because I don't know how to do all of the body party business.
But that's also part of it, because I was like, so if she went up on the stage and didn't dance properly, now she's being flamed for not dancing properly.
The wine was stiff.
Exactly.
And
now,
that's why
so
I would never.
I have to go in 100% before you. Now you're saying that I can't dance. I now need to do 100%. Like, it was a win-win situation. Yeah.
But that's easily rectifiable. Because I just start going on TikTok every day and start dancing. What? What? Who can tell me I'm a bad dancer if I dance every day on TikTok?
No one says you're dancing well.
That is true, but who can beat me if I believe I can dance well?
Fez.
That's what all I have Fez. To say. That's all I have to say on the matter.
Okay, right.
Period.
Should we get into some news stories?
Yeah.
Right. Let's do it. So, actually, we don't have that much time left. But
oh
do you know
gosh.
What? The story that's on everybody's lips, and we couldn't talk about it before because we needed a black connection. Now we have a black connection.
Tell me
Kate
more.
Middleton. Now. So somebody put out an article, and I can't remember who, and it was basically like, we need to stop having Kate Middleton conspiracy theories. Now, Hanifa and myself have been conspiracy theorying about Kate since January.
Her whereabouts.
It's actually great that the world has caught up with us, but we're so deep in this rabbit hole privately because we couldn't say anything out because of defamation.
Of course.
It's out in the public.
And it is.
We're free range. Now there's a black connection. They said stop talking about Kate. No.
No.
Because you guys didn't want to start talking about Meghan.
Mm-hmm.
So now she's going to get it.
Now why is she all in it? Again.
Exactly.
Like, what are they actually saying at the minute? It's hard to keep up because I've got into the Twitter side of it.
Yeah.
So I don't actually know what's true. I'm in the BBL Kate Middleton era
vibe
at the minute.
So basically, up until last week.
Yep. She was
or a couple of days ago. She had not been seen since Christmas.
Fair.
And for a royal figure, that's unusual.
Mm-hmm.
They say
done.
That they announced that she was going to have surgery.
Mm-hmm.
What the surgery is, nobody knows. And that's when people were like, oh,
BBL.
She must be dead.
Oh, right.
Oh, she's in a coma.
Yep.
Like a little picture, a cheeky picture here or there. Mm. Because also 3 months recovery from surgery is actually like, it's fairly long.
That's
if it's not
long.
Like major, major surgery. And that's when it came on. Now we get to plastic surgery. Now we've got BBL.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now they've let this Kate figure come into our site and
yeah,
said, here she is. All right.
Looks not real.
Okay.
But okay.
If you say it's real, it's whatever. But I agree, like, jokes aside, I did think that let's say everybody's joking. Mm. It will be peak if she is dead.
Oh, wow.
And we've been like,
big D.
Yeah, and we have been like, ha, BBL, BBL. And that's when, hashtag P kind, we'll come back out. All right, then. Can't do a joke anymore.
Yeah, okay, right, I get it.
But when news articles were saying that we need to be more sensitive and we need to watch what we say about these people in the public light, that's when I had to double down because I don't remember any of you holding back when it came to good old Meghan.
I don't even remember them even trying to hold back. How about that?
Exactly.
Do you know what day they tried? Because I didn't.
They
visit.
Didn't.
I didn't see.
When Meghan was saying that she was suffering with her mental health, she said that she was considering suicide. You guys double down just because Kate's been in a, I don't know.
We don't know.
She's probably been having a skin peel or something.
But you know they've put Kate's uncle.
In Big Brother.
No one knows who he is. So let's start with that. Yeah. Nobody knows who he is. And he's talking, yeah. He's talking slyly, but like someone even asked him, have you ever met Megan? And he's like, no.
So what do you have to say? Who are you?
And what is with the negativity? And why is Megan back in it? And because he's back in the house, they're talking about Megan and Harry again. And once again, it's you know, why did he do this to his family? I'm so sick of this. I'm so sick of this. When are we going to move forward with that? Really and truly?
We'll move backwards. I don't want to wish bad things on people, but sometimes you have to accept that for things to move forward, some people have to vanish. So that's when things will move forward.
I'm not saying down with the monarchy, but I am also saying down with the monarchy.
It seems like, did you watch House of the Fall of Usher?
Half of it.
Fall of the House of Usher, sorry.
The one with the monkeys.
What the what?
No, right. Is it a part of the... it's on Netflix.
Yeah.
And it's a part of the... what's that?
Haunting in Hill House.
Yes.
Monkeys.
The episode of the monkeys.
With
the monkeys. Don't make me
There was one
mad.
Episode with monkeys. You made it seem like that was the whole thing.
I know, but that was a really important episode.
Yeah, okay.
That was the one I watched.
Okay, first.
Anyways, what's the relevance?
Because basically that's like how the head of the household made a deal with
the dev.
Yeah. And then they are gone. Mm. So the whole of the household, bang, 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 perishes.
Yes, that was the head of the show.
Has gone. R.A.P. Liz.
Rip Lizzie.
Bang, 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 bang.
There are more conspiracy theories, though, about... and I'm not a conspiracy theorist at all.
I am. But,
okay.
Oh, there's not a conspiracy theory I'm not tapped into.
But people are thinking there might be some new bank holidays this year, is what I'll say. I don't think we're getting any more bank holidays, personally. We've run out.
Do you know what? I can't speak on that. I can speak on off air. But I can't speak on that here.
Okay.
But I will speak on that off air. Okay. We are still a company that won't allow me to speak on that.
Okay, well, we'll wrap that
one. We'll wrap that one.
We'll just move swiftly on. Mm-hmm. Yep.
But yeah, the Big Brother, I saw Trisha from, was it Trisha? The black girl that was singing. In last year.
Yeah.
She was saying, did you say singing?
Who's Trisha?
Why did you say Trisha? From last, you know when Big Brother came back?
Yes.
Yeah, and the black girl.
Oh, Trish.
Yeah.
Trish.
Sorry, Trish. I'm saying Trish.
Trish.
Who are you thinking
basically,
about? You think of Trisha Goddard?
No. Basically, there's a black lady in CBB now who's like a ex-dream girl vibe.
I thought maybe her name
was Trisha.
No.
But now I don't know what her name is. Anyway, back to Trish.
I can't remember what her name is.
Back to good old Trish, yeah.
She tweeted something like...
What, recently?
Yeah, she tweeted today.
After what's been going on?
Well, this is it. So you have Louis Walsh, who has like openly been accused of a small form of sexual harassment
he's not been openly accused.
We saw it. That was on ITV.
Yep.
We have Sharon Osbourne, whose list of grievances is long.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Kate's uncle,
who apparently is also a wife beater.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And
domestic abuser, has an issue with alcohol and blah, blah, blah. And they're openly dragging people on TV. Mm-hmm. These are now going to be the face of Celebrity Big Brother.
Yeah.
But Trish...
Oh my gosh, that's such a good point. They disinvited her from everything.
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, what is your stance on people being able to grow? Like when people unearth tweets from 10 years ago and the tweets are very questionable, do you believe that people can be redeemed? I've got some real passionate vibes on this one.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've got passionate standpoints on that.
I don't know. Mm. I think it really depends on the severity of the things and also of the time. Some things are of the time.
Absolutely.
And then some things are just straight up grimy.
Absolutely.
So like, yeah, some words used to fly.
Absolutely. They don't fly now.
Don't feel like I would judge you for that. 12 years ago, anything was coming out of people's mouths.
Mm.
So then I'd feel like, that's fine. But blatant racism, I feel like, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to let that fly. But people can redeem themselves, just not with me.
Okay, take up with your God.
Yeah.
Okay. I won't forgive you, but carry on.
Yeah,
okay?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I hear it. I kind of agree, and I agree with like the time of things. When you grow up in a certain community at a certain time, mm-hmm. certain conversations were popping off, yeah. popping off. I think specifically that relates to the conversation around colorism within the black community.
I'm going to let that pass. I'm going to let that
one slide.
You're
going to let it slide?
I'm going to let that one slide. Unfortunately, I'm going to let that one slide.
For me, it depends on how passionate you were.
I'm sorry. I think if you grew up as a dark-skinned woman, you were getting it left, right, and center. So I think that even if you didn't believe it, you were going to get it.
Absolutely.
You were going to say it. And also, I don't think people even deeped what they were saying.
I think people were just laughing along for laughing along's
sake. I think
sake.
You were calling people blick.
Yeah.
I don't think you understood what was going
on. That word even just
because
rang
I feel
in
like
ear.
I even heard my mum say that. So I'm like, I feel like she didn't really deep what she was saying.
Yeah.
So there's like times like that. But if you were like, oh, all black women should die, these monkeys.
Yeah, this is
okay,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, now you're out. But like,
oh, it's actually not funny, but the outrageousness of some of the things people were saying.
Yeah,
was
but if
like,
somebody
wow.
was like, oh, she's blick, I'd be like, I might actually pass that one.
Okay.
Not today.
Definitely not today.
Not today.
Make that stand on the
when
clear.
You were 14, back then, mm-hmm. I might that let that one slide. But
if you have grown since then and show redeemable
yes.
qualities.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I suppose. But who's the judge and the juror at the end of the day?
Me.
Yeah. Me.
Exactly, yeah. Like, some people, you can just see, I don't know what it is, but you can just sense with people if they've redeemed themselves. So you can feel it in your spirit, like, this person is not the person anymore. But some of you guys, you're just wolves in sheep's clothing.
This is what I'm trying to say. This is what I'm trying to say.
Once you get loose on one small podcast, the truth comes out.
And this is the issue, why we should be defunding nothing. We should be funding everything. We should fund everything in life, and everybody should, freedom of speech. Everyone should say what they want within reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel like some podcasts should have a topic.
Yeah.
And let's start with that. Like, just have a topic. Yeah. You talk about, you know, general angst topic. I love that. Generalized opinions.
I'm not sure
if I want to hear that from certain creators. But who am I? The judge and the juror? Yes. So
I actually have one last thing for you before we wrap up.
Tell me.
What do you think about as a creator yourself, a creator even?
Creator.
Do you call yourself an influencer?
Absolutely not.
If you got 100K followers, would you then be an influencer?
I think to be an influencer, you have to be influencing people to do things. That's what the definition is, surely.
But we know
I'm
not
influencing people today.
We know that's not what it is. Well, you actually have influence.
Not today.
But you started from influencing. So technically,
I'm not
you're an influencer.
Today. All right, whatever.
But
I don't know why I get really like touchy about it. Why is that?
I think people see shame in it. That's why.
But I think it's because that's never been my goal. I've never sat down and thought, you know what? I would love to be an influencer. Where some people genuinely, that's what they want.
Yeah.
That's not.
But that's
I
not
want.
How life works.
Okay.
You get labeled with things that weren't your goal.
I hate labels.
But like, that's what you are.
We can go with creator.
Creator.
Yeah.
Okay, a creator.
Creator.
How do you feel about the current backlash against your people?
Specifically, what are we specifically talking about? Because there's a few things going on at the minute, but are we talking about some of the press junkets that's been going on at the minute?
I also commented on that.
Yeah, look, listen. Yeah, had some opinion. Do you know why it's difficult for me to have opinions? Because ultimately, that's my goal. You know, I want to be interviewing people, but I stand on a line of, I've always wanted to be a presenter. I've always wanted to interview people. That's my interest. Whereas some people just have massive platforms and they just suddenly, this is my only gripe with it. If you're going to be invited to a press junket, whatever, interview someone, do your research and be professional and actually be good at it. Because I'm so sorry. I saw two separate interviews where you're asking people about what's it like to kiss your coworker. Give it a rest. What kind of question is that at the end of the day?
Mm-hmm.
That's not a true question.
No.
That doesn't show that you've done any research. And I get people are trying to be funny and stuff and show your personality. Absolutely. But this isn't about you. How about that? Let's be serious. And I feel like it's ruining it for other people. And actually, the conversation I had with someone the other day is there are people who've studied journalism or whatever and they've done for years and years. They obviously can't get opportunities now because of the influencers are swooping in, the creators, they're swooping in. But I do think there's something to be said in that times move, industries move, like things change. So I don't really know where people should stand with that. Because there was a time you didn't need a degree. Then there was a time you did need a degree. Now there's not necessarily a time you need a degree. So what do you think? Ponder.
I think there's always been a time you need a degree.
Do you think? You think, yeah, but not now. You don't now.
No, I think you do. Well, do you know why? Okay. I think there's like a lot. But also, look, there's always levels of interviews. There are people, like, for example, I say, we work at BuzzFeed. I'm not going to ask you about the DOPs you used because I know the audience don't that we're working care. With.
Yeah, okay.
So I know the questions that, I don't work at Total Film.
Yeah.
That's where you want that. But also then, if you are going from the interview and then writing up, it would be good if you have like a journalism degree or if you have like some kind of media literacy training to know the questions that you should ask.
And maybe that's the key there. Yeah. For now, people now.
You can do the training. You can do the training for sure. Or you can do like one quick diploma. But I feel like you need something. But there's also different levels of junkets and presenting. So I think like red carpet, I feel like, if you want to do red carpet because nobody's looking for knowledgeable insight from a red carpet. Let's keep it a buck. It's like you get 2 seconds with the people.
Yeah, it's true.
So I'm like, make sure all the creators are on the red carpet because also people love that.
That's the right place for them, maybe.
But I think if you're basically like, I've had situations where I've been bumped, my time has been cut down to 5 minutes because a creator needs to teach somebody how to do a dance. For their video.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I've actually come with questions with the film.
Yeah.
And you're doing a dance. And when that dance goes out, the film will not be tagged.
Yeah.
It will just be the creator and the celebrity's face. And I'm like, and how does this benefit your film exactly?
But is there space for both?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
That's it. There is. Yeah, okay. There is space. Like, there is, but like, it's like, how do you, I guess there's the question of like, how do you actually want your stuff to be marketed?
I just think people are just seeing, I don't know, it's this TikTok has warped many things. TikTok has warped the world, I think. It's warped the way people consume things and I think the way brands interact with people and stuff. And I feel like influencer engagement seems to be the only way people want to market anything these days. And I don't know if that should be happening 24/7.
I would just love to know, how do you track whether an influencer's video from your junket of like, say their video got like 2 million views, how do you know if that directly impacted the amount of people that went to the film?
You don't.
You don't, because I think before early IG influencer days, you at least had links to click through and you could actually see.
Yeah.
But you can't see that with TikTok. So like, sometimes it's like, it's great that everybody wants to know how much their thing was being talked about or how much the hashtag was used. But has that directly helped your sales?
But surely it's awareness though as well.
I guess.
Like if someone hears, they're having this conversation about this film, you think, oh, what's that film? Boom. I've watched a few things. I'm watching things on TikTok, yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
More breakdowns or just like?
Well, I feel like, no, like people doing reviews, I suppose.
But that's different.
Yeah, that is different.
Yeah.
But I think when sometimes when people interview people for other films, I will go watch it sometimes, depending if I think it's going to be of
interest. But like an actually good interview or like a funny interview?
No, it's not a good interview.
A funny interview?
A funny interview.
So it's for you?
No, it's not. No. Listen, I'm a consumer.
Yeah.
I spend a lot of time on TikTok. And I think there is a space for the ha-ha, he-he.
100%.
I think there's a space for a certain type of interviewing style as well.
Always.
For example, Amelia de Molden, Chicken Shop Date Girl.
Yes, de Moldenberg.
I'm not going to butcher that surname. Yeah.
I did that one time.
Chicken
I,
Shop.
I apologized to her face because I thought there was a joke in there, but
no?
I really got it wrong.
Okay, well, yeah. Chicken Shop Date, she's got a very specific style, right?
Yeah.
And that has worked. Her now interviewing film stars and date in the dating concept, that's absolutely worked, and that's I feel like that's really good. They've done that really well. But also, does she not have a journalist degree or something?
I think she worked at Vanity Fair.
Something.
But I think that also comes with like everything you think is easy. There's actually so much behind it.
Absolutely.
That's why sometimes I always get a bit when people are like, "Oh, how did you just pop up and do your job?" I was like, Well, I actually went to film school.
Yeah, but I think some people are naive.
And I'm like, well, I think, no, but I think everyone thinks it's like you pop up and do.
But maybe that's also because of,
because a lot of people are popping up and doing.
People just go viral and then bang.
But however, you don't actually realize that these people that are going viral have a full team doing that shit. Like Amelia looks like she popped up and did her own random stuff in the chicken shop.
Yeah.
But you don't realize that there's, to make Chicken Shop Day, that one episode, I think there's like a 12 people crew involved. She has researchers. She has the whole, it's not just a bang. And now she's doing Oscar's red carpet. You don't just one up and bang and do that.
She's smashing it, to be fair. But I think because of the sensationalism of people going viral, I think it's warped, especially younger people's perception on like working hard.
Yeah.
Like I think people think the key to success is going viral. Like bang, go viral and doors open. That's actually not.
It's not true.
That's actually not true.
Yeah.
You do need certain skill sets for certain things. It doesn't seem that way, I think, sometimes.
Some people are naturally gifted. We can always give them that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But some people do get better opportunities than others. And that's also based on following and
other things.
Yeah, and other things. Yeah. So I don't know where people want to toe the line. But the moral of the story is people should do what they want.
Yeah.
People should do what they want. I would prefer if people are going to start interviewing. Look, that little thing that happened with June. I just think better questions could have been asked. That's all. Better questions could have been asked. And I think people were a bit nervous. And that's okay. I would too be nervous. People did you watch some of the interviews?
I think, do you know what? I could talk about this for so long. I think, yeah, you would actually get nervous talking about doing because it's so complicated. But that is also why. That's also why if you brought the people in that knew, then it isn't a easy topic. There are loads of elements to it that you need to ask.
I rewatched June last week, right? This is the second time I watched it. Ask me what happened. I'm sorry. I know, no. I obviously know the general premise, obviously.
Have you watched the second one?
No, not yet.
The second one pops. This weekend. It's so good.
I enjoyed the first one. That's a bit of me. I love some of that. But do I know the characters' names? No. Paul.
That's it.
And?
Yeah.
Zendaya's character, which is called?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's the moral of the story. Yeah. And that's why if I were to interview them, I'd do true research.
You have to go deep in, yeah.
I'd have to read.
And then you talk about.
I'd watch the originals. Do people even know there was an original one?
That? Maybe read the book?
Is there a book?
It's a book.
Before they made the one in 1901?
It's just three books.
Sick. I might do that, you know.
It's like a Bible.
Yeah, that's all right.
It's massive.
It's like Lord of
the
Rings.
That's why they say
vibe.
Like it's incredible. It's the most unadaptable book possible, and that's why this is so amazing that this has happened because it's so complicated.
Hasn't June 2 got the highest rating on Rotten Tomatoes ever?
No.
Okay, I like.
But it is high. I think it's in like the top 10 or something like that.
I saw 97%.
Yeah, but some things have 100%.
I need to watch those things.
Yeah.
Who's got 100%? Do you know any off the top of your head?
No. But some things have 100%.
I'll be Googling that. 100%?
Yeah, 100%, 99%. Like, so I Get Out is like 99% or something like that. Like, some things are really high.
Yeah, I love Get Out. Good one.
Some things are really high. But yeah, it's super complicated. I've not seen anybody ask about, it is like all Islam-based. You did take the whitewashing of it. Has anybody really asked that? Anybody tapped into that? I've not seen any interviews like that yet. But that is a big conversation about the whole thing. And then also where we're at right now in the world. I'm going to leave it at this.
Absolutely.
How does it relate to that right
Absolutely.
Now? Okay.
Oh,
well,
wow.
That's it.
That's such a lovely way to round
and
it.
And that's it. If I was in the fucking room. If I was in the room, that's where I would have fucking gone.
Who's you slyly like putting feelers out to people?
Yeah, like if I was in the room, that's where
June
I would have gone.
June 3.
Put
you're
me
be,
in there.
You're going to be doing the interviews for June 3.
I'm like, Zendaya, how are you politically?
Cancelled? Like, they'll be dragging you out
be like,
there.
Get out of the fuck.
And that's maybe why they've not booked you
Most,
for it.
Yeah, that's
they
what
know
yeah.
you might get a bit
maybe.
Controversial.
I'd be like,
I would like... Yeah. Why don't people do things like that anymore? Just crazy, like, say crazy things.
Because it's too easy to get cancelled.
Yeah,
there.
Okay,
yeah.
Fair enough.
But that's the end of our episode.
Loved
Thank you for coming here, Kim. Cumberbatch.
Yeah. Why'd you have to double down on the surname? By the time we would have got to the end of the show, people would have forgotten what the surname was. But you said, actually, let's remind everybody.
I was going to put it in the description anyway. So don't worry about it. Oh, I don't need to anymore. Okay. Where will the people find you?
Where will they find me? They find me on the interweb as Kimberly Possible with an L-E-Y and an underscore at the end. Yeah. But maybe those that little handle might be changing very soon because I've been forced.
Not forced. You said you were going to change it.
I've come here for a really nice experience and I've been outed. My government name.
Apologies.
Yeah, it's fine. It's okay. I do forgive thee.
All right. Well, I won't see you next week, but Hanifa will be here with a guest. So goodbye.
Bye, everybody.